Section 12 of Poems of Puncture by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This legamous recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. To those whom the shoe fits. There's nothing in the world I hate like a drunken woman. She drags herself so very low you couldn't call her human. She rises mostly every day at sunrise, noon or night. Her one and only thought is where's the drink to make her tight. 'Tis mostly low-bred mothers who love their liquor so, nor is it to be wondered at their mates would give a blow. For many a sober husband who has a drunken wife would rather far be dead than live with her in constant strife. 'Twere better far that women would scorn strong drink to smell, and thus evade preparing their sacred souls for hell. For it very often happens that bipeds so inclined would practice tricks more filthy than drinking too much wine. Ere long they grow regardless of God, man, or sin. The longer they do tipple, their actions grow more grim. Such intoxicating drabbies should be tied to a stake, their buttocks whipped with fishing hooks, then frizzled on the grate. See how their dirty tartles sweep the muddy way, their treaders stuck in sandals, mere clods of dirty clay, hurrying to the gin shop after they pawn their shawls, then waddling home with drunken breaths to fight with drunken trolls. Their children, scabbed and bleary, sit frozen on the step to watch their drunken mothers swagger down the track. Then the cry of hunger rents the stifled air. Oh, mother, give us bread, for we've got a pain down there. Pointing to their stomachs, bawling loud for food, instead these strumpets slap them when in a drunken mood. God help the weary husbands who toil hard all day, and when their work is ended, what comfort have they? Pray? Ye Christians of the city, ye boasters of the town, show by your acts of sympathy you'll track the drunkard down. Reason with the fallen, calm the angry breast, sleek the hand that strikes you, this is God's request. Show by your deeds of kindness, show by your words of love, you mean to stay their habits, to prepare them for above. Ah, the reward, the promise, to save a soul from hell, the joy 'twill bring hereafter, none but those can tell, who made the greatest effort, who sacrificed the most, to bring these drunken drabbies in touch with heaven's host. 'Tis then you'll be rewarded, not by flattering tongues, but by the choicest being who earth from heaven hung. Written 1880. End of section 12.